I remember America from the beginning,
meaning that as far back as I can go, America was part of my life. I remember bows and arrows, cowboys and Indians, Roy Rogers and Trigger, circling the wagons, going across the prairies in a big chain of people heading for the gold rush. I remember little Bighorn. Well, I don't actually remember Little Bighorn. That came later. I remember Sitting Bull. I remember Hiawatha. I remember the prairies, the plains, the cattle, the rodeo, the riding steers. I remember the frontier. I remember, you know, new lands. I remember Vietnam. I remember how it changed. I remember how America changed in my mind from being a land of opportunity and a land of excitement. I suppose opportunity wasn't a word I used as a youngster. It was excitement, war, battle, fighting, but particularly bows and arrows. Colt 45s, Winchesters, being quick on the draw, Billy the Kid, Doc Martens, no, not Doc Martens. Anyway, playing poker in a saloon and getting shot in the back and, having two people facing each other and the quickest one on the draw gets the bullet into the other guy's, you know, knocks the gun out of the other fella's hand, really. I remember people being locked up in jails and the windows being pulled off jails because somebody put a rope onto the window in the jail and pulled it and the hero could get out and get on the back of a horse and ride away. I remember America. It was part of everything for me at one stage. And then it changed. Then it changed dramatically. It changed beyond recognition. It changed into a country that was imperialist, world domination, was raping Latin America, was exploiting the peoples of the world. Yes, I remember the anti-imperialist movement. Oh, my daughter's just arrived in and she's hugging a little doggy. What does America mean to you, Grace? What words do you have for America?
I've never been to it.
But do you think America is a nice place or is yes. What do you think it's like though? Is it quite small, a little island like Ireland?
Is there poisonous ivy in it?
Is there poisonous ivy in America?
Yeah.
How do you follow that? I mean, there was a pause in the recording while we had breakfast, and they're gone now. They're gone. My daughter's gone, but I'm left with this image of a. America, poisonous ivy, not that I know anything about poisonous ivy, but going back to the theme of America having morphed in my mind from an exciting place to an exploitative place. 4 years ago, I'm leaving out a whole lot of the story. 4 years ago, the story changed again, and I wrote a poem which was had the line in it, "We're all Americans now," which was my huge enthusiasm for America. For America, for its peoples, for its achievements in electing Barack Obama as president. I was thrilled, delighted, inspired, encouraged when Barack Obama was elected president of America. It brought me back to America finally. I'd come back to America for other reasons before that. I'd come to admire America. I'd come to re-love America. By the way, I exempt the Canadians from everything that I'm saying in this. The Canadians had another story in my life, and they're a peaceful people who live by the side of a lake and never hurt anybody in their life, really. That's my view of Canadians, that they're people I associate with, you know, being in camps, tents on the side of Great Lakes and living a very harmonious existence. That's my, you know, when they're not freezing at the top end of Canada, they're being terribly harmonious. But the Americans were the ones that grabbed and caused my emotions to go on a roller coaster. But when Barack Obama was elected, I felt proud, to be pleased. Yes, proud to be pleased about it. It meant something to me. And so much so, I think, that I've protected myself from the possibility that he will be unelected today in America. I have not followed the American election campaign. I have not followed who Mitt Romney really is. I have had little bits of information about him seep into my consciousness. And I have kind of protected myself from the possibility that Barack Obama will be ousted, and I'll then have to, you know, engage more furiously with the question of what is America going to do in the world. Because I must admit that while Barack Obama has been the president in America, I have kind of, it's as if a bit of the wallpaper has been right. Right? It doesn't mean that we've had the right amount of food or drink or the weather has been great, but the basic wallpaper has been sound. I've had this notion that America is in the hands of a sound and decent human being who'll struggle awfully to do things. And it doesn't mean that I don't believe presidents can change the world in any way or in any single way at all. But I have protected myself from knowing about Mitt Romney. So I couldn't engage in an argument about whether what he'll do as a president. I hear certain things about him, but I believe nothing. I believe nothing. I just have this feeling that I'll be very disturbed if Barack Obama is unelected. And I'll become cynical about America again. And I'll go through another phase in my adventure about America. So, and I suppose in truthfulness, I don't want to be distracted by America getting a new president. I want to continue that because I want to focus all my attention on changing the status quo in the place where I can affect change rather than in a place that change will affect me. But it doesn't really matter to me who gets elected in America. It doesn't really matter to me. It matters to me, but it doesn't really matter to me. You know, and if I engage my intellect, I can probably come up with about 12 reasons why I hope that a deeply flawed right winger who's got a deeply flawed track record, I can come up with loads of reasons why they shouldn't be elected. But is my passion in it? No, it isn't. My passion is in other places. My passion is on other topics. But it would be a disturbance. So that's why. That's why today, I suppose, I'm hoping that Barack Obama doesn't get unelected. That's it, yeah. All right, that's a tiny bit of my America. Everything I said today is one-sided and partial. And I've left out the hero of the scene altogether, and I'm going to put him in now. It's Walt Whitman. Walt Whitman transformed everything about America for me, and I just need to mention him because he was the pivot around which all of my thinking about America has come in recent years. And of course, so did Abraham Lincoln, and I'll go backwards through history. You know, I'll go back through Henry Miller, I'll go back through Arthur Miller, I'll go back through the Emily Dickinson. I'll go in all sorts of directions in relation to America, you know. But the main thing about America is that I'm going there. I'm going there in next Chicago. I'm going to Chicago in May. I'm going to SubCon in Chicago in May. And come hell or high water, I'm going to Chicago to meet Liz Strauss, to meet Terry Starbucker on Twitter, and to meet lots and lots of people who I've been introduced to indirectly and directly via Jane Boyd, who's a Canadian, who, of course, I've said are peaceful people who live on the side of lakes calmly. So I'm letting America run away with me. It is the day that America went to the polling booths to practice the skill of democracy a la Americaine.